This is Kathy Damaris, a volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading from the July 2026 issue of Arizona Highways. The July 2026 issue of Arizona Highways magazine celebrates the U.S. semi-quincentennial by highlighting 250 local things to love about the state, including artisans, eateries, historic landmarks, and wildlife spots. It serves as a travel guide showcasing Arizona's diverse landscapes, scenic photography, destinations, and cultural history to inspire exploration. Last time I read about the local artisans and then started on the eateries, which is where I'll continue today. Filet Mignon, Cafe Roca. It isn't on the menu. They don't always have it on special. I mean, even when they do, it often sells out. But if you're lucky enough to snag it, and the accompanying mixed vegetables and mashed potatoes, you'll be one of the lucky ones, because this might be the best steak in Arizona. Cafe Roca is located at 35 Main Street in Bisbee, phone number 520-432-5153, website caferoca.com. Green Chili Brisket at Be Simple. When you're on the road, look for the places the locals like, such as Be Simple, a Prescott breakfast hotspot that serves New Mexico-influenced items such as butter browns, biscuits, and green chili brisket. The restaurant has been voted best breakfast in the area for the past 2 years. Be Simple is located at 220 South Montezuma Street in Prescott, phone number 928-515-3952. Gudon at Kukai, Tucson's Kukai, located in the MTA Annex, rewards visitors with the authentic flavors of Japan, including its Gudon Bowl, which features thin sliced beef, pickled ginger, green onion, and a sweet sauce over fluffy short grain rice. Kukai is located at 267 South Avenida del Convento, Suite 11 in Tucson, phone number 520-367-5982, website eatkukai.com. Hash browns at Matt's Big Breakfast. Matt and his wife, Irenia, believe that food tastes better when prepared simply with better ingredients. The epitome of that is the hash browns. The recipe is simple: salt, pepper, butter, and potatoes. But they're not just any potatoes. They're Kennebecs, which have less water than russets. Less water means crispier hash browns. Matt's Big Breakfast is located at 817 North 1st Street in Phoenix, phone number 602-254-1074, website mattsbigbreakfast.com. Haystack Attack at NAMI. For the dairy-averse, NAMI, a vegan coffee, pastry, and soft-serve shop, offers Tsunami, a vegan plant-based ice cream, in vanilla, chocolate, or swirl. From there, customers can choose their toppings or select one of NAMI's signature combinations, such as the Haystack Attack, made with cocoa cereal, pretzels, marshmallows, and organic chocolate sauce. NAMI is located at 2014 North 7th Street in Phoenix, phone number 602-258-6264, website tsunami.com. And that's spelled T-S-O-Y-N-A-M-I. Lazy Dip at Lazy G Brewhouse. The Lazy G is a favorite among Prescott locals and visitors who visit for excellent beers, a great outdoor space, and a menu that's full of elevated offerings. Not the least of these is the Lazy Dip, a warm baguette piled with smoked tri-tip and Swiss cheese and served with warm au jus. Lazy G Brewhouse is located at 220 West LaRue Street in Phoenix, phone number 928-445-2994, website lazybrewhouse.com. Lemonade at Phantom Ranch Canteen. Like the Colonel's Chicken recipe, there are some mystery surrounding the lemonade recipe at the Phantom Ranch Canteen, a simple but remarkably pit stop at the bottom of the Grand Canyon. For hikers spending the night or passing by, ordering a glass of lemonade at the canteen is a rite of passage. Phantom Ranch Canteen is located in Grand Canyon National Park. Website GrandCanyonLodges.com. Macy's Waffles at Macy's European Coffee House and Bakery. Most people go to Macy's for the coffee. Some go for the pastries. Those in the In the know, go for the waffles, which are light, fluffy, cinnamon-infused in Belgian style. The menu includes granola, yogurt, eggs, and oatmeal too, but those are things you can easily make at home. Order the waffles. They're so good. Macy's European Coffee House and Bakery is located at 14 South Beaver Street in Flagstaff. Phone number 928-774-2243. Website macyscoffee.net. Mama Burger at Mama B's. Hiking in the San Francisco Peak? Refuel at Mama B's, formerly Mama Burger, where the classic Mama Burger is still only $8. It includes house sauce, grilled onions, pickles, lettuce, tomato, and American cheese with a side of crispy, salty tater tots. Post-hike perfection. Mama B's is located at 991 North Fort Valley Road in Flagstaff. Phone number 928-226-0616. Website MamaBees.com. Melon Crush at local juicery. Toasts, waffles, breakfast bowls, grab-and-go salads, organic smoothies, and shakes. Everything on the menu at this local favorite is prepared with certified organic produce. No refined sugar, no seed oils, and everything is delicious, especially the Melon Crush, a juice made with watermelon, mint, and lime. Local juicery is located at 3150 West State Route 89A in Sedona. Phone number 928-282-8932. Website localjuicery.com. Smash Burgers at Capital Farms. Capital Farms is more than just a butcher shop. It's a place where carnivores can feast on three different types of smash burgers, as well as a pastrami burger, hot dogs, and more. And all of that beef comes from the shop's own herd of Corriente cattle, a breed that originated in Spain. Capital Farms is located at 410 West Wickenburg Way in Wickenburg. Phone number 928-543-9597. Website capitalfarms.com. Signature soup at the Turquoise Room. The Turquoise Room was once the Fred Harvey Dining Room at La Posada, a premier early 20th century hotel where travelers stopped along the Santa Fe Railway. Today, the restaurant is noted for its Southwest-inspired cuisine. If it's on the menu, order the sweet corn and black bean soup topped with spicy chili cream. The Turquoise Room is located at 305 East 2nd Street in Winslow. Phone number 928-289-2888. Website theturquoiseroom.com. Tater Tots at Mother Road Brewing Company. You probably know Mother Road for its popular line of beers. For years, the brewery partnered with Flagstaff restaurants to provide food for customers, but now it offers on-site treats via the sidecar grill. Among customer favorites are the tater tots, which come loaded with signature seasoning and an aromatic aioli. Mother Road Brewing Company is located at 7 South Mike's Pike Street in Flagstaff. Phone number 928-774-9139. Website motherroadbeer.com. Yardbird Sandwich at Pine Top Brewing Company. Brewery-based chicken sandwiches can be hit or miss. But dear reader, you won't want to miss the Yardbird. It's a beefy patty of tempura fried chicken topped with sweet pickles, lettuce, tomato, and honey mustard, all wedged within a gorgeous brioche bun. Some sandwiches you don't forget, and this is one of them. Pine Top Brewing Company is located at 159 West White Mountain Boulevard in Pine Top Lakeside. Phone number 928-358-1971. Website PineTopBeer.com. Next up in the 250 things we love about Arizona are historic restaurants. El Tovar Dining Room, established 1905. In the early years, a meal at El Tovar might have consisted of corned ox tongue and pickled vegetables. You won't find those things on the menu today, but at one of the 10 tables that face the Grand Canyon, you can still enjoy the same view of the natural wonder that visitors experienced when the lodge opened in 1905. Because people come from all over the world, most entrees at El Tovar are centered on classic continental cuisine with a southwestern influence. Meanwhile, traces of the past linger on the Mimbreno dinnerware, which replicates the fine china used on the Santa Fe Railway, which once brought travelers to the canyon. Architect Mary Jane Coulter, who designed the nearby Hopi House and other canyon buildings, sketched the native-inspired patterns. No other restaurant in Arizona has a better view. El Tovar is located on the south rim of Grand Canyon National Park. Phone number 928-638-2631. Website grandcanyonlodges.com/dining. El Charro Cafe, established 1922. Only one place in the United States can claim to be the oldest continually operating Mexican restaurant in the country. That place is El Charro Cafe in Tucson, which opened its doors in 1922. The menu is a mix of traditional Sonoran style and innovative Tucson style food, and is so good that Gourmet magazine described it as a taste explosion. In addition to its long history of serving the classics, El Charro is famous for its founder, Monica Flynn, known as the inventor of the chimichanga. As the story goes, she was frying her now-famous El Charro ground beef tacos when she accidentally dropped a burro into the frying pan. She referred to the delicious deep-fried accident as a chimichanga, which was her version of thingamajig. Years later, the U.S. Navy named the gallery on the USS Tucson, a Los Angeles-class submarine, El Charro Down Under. Damn the torpedoes! El Charro is located at 311 North Court Avenue in Tucson. Phone number 520-622-1922. Website elcharrocafe.com. El Charro Lodge, established 1937. Located in a wide valley between Camelback and Mummy Mountains, El Charro's setting is spectacular. The food is exceptional, too. And the history is interesting. The lodge began in 1934 as a one-room schoolhouse for girls. In 1937, under the ownership of Jan and Mark Gruber, the schoolhouse became a watering hole for guests at nearby Camelback Inn, a resort that was alcohol-free at the time. And then the Grubers started cooking, and cooking well. Their small watering hole turned into one of the most popular restaurants in Arizona, attracting prominent local families and national celebrities, including Clark Gable and Milton Berle. Many of those folks came for the Graber's famous and complimentary sticky buns. The momentum continues with popular menu items that include deviled eggs, a chopped Waldorf salad, and ale-braised beef short ribs. El Charro Lodge is located at 5550 East Lincoln Drive in Paradise Valley. Phone number 480-948-5170. Website elchorro.com. The Stockyard is established 1947. In 1984, Clara Peller asked a simple question, "Where's the beef?" It was part of an ad campaign for Wendy's. Had she been asking the same thing in 1919, people would have directed her to Edward A. Tovria's meatpacking plant near 48th and Van Buren Streets in Phoenix. At the time, the Tovria Land and Cattle Company boasted the world's largest feedlot, nearly 40,000 head of cattle in 200 acres of pens. In 1947, the stockyards officially opened and quickly became a gathering place for Phoenicians of all kinds. Although Phoenix's cattle industry has since given way to skyscrapers and freeways, Arizona's original steakhouse is still in business. The ghost of Clara Peller leans toward the filet mignon. The stockyards is located at 5009 East Washington Street in Phoenix, phone number 602-273-7378, website stockyardssteakhouse.com. Los Olivos, established 1947. Frank Lloyd Wright had a fondness for Los Olivos. Whenever he's headed south from Wisconsin to Taliesin West, this popular Mexican restaurant was his first stop. At the time, Los Olivos was relatively new. The original building, an old adobe, was built in Old Town Scottsdale by Tomas Corral. Old-timers remember it being a bakery, tavern, pool parlor, and chapel. In 1947, the next generation of the Corral family transitioned their grandfather's adobe into a popular Mexican restaurant that serves everything you'd expect in an interesting space that includes a series of interconnected rooms with unique Spanish-style chandeliers designed by an extended family member. but it's the food that matters most. Two of the most popular dishes are the shredded beef chimichanga, enchilada style, and the pollo a la queso crema. No one remembers what Mr. Wright ordered. Los Olivos is located at 7328 East 2nd Street in Scottsdale, phone number 480-946-2256, website losolivosrestaurants.com. Delgadillo's Snow Cap, established 1953. National Geographic once called Juan Delgadillo the Crown Prince of Arizona Eateries. The man who built the Snow Cap Drive-In with his brothers and father in 1953 out of scrap lumber he collected while working on for the Santa Fe Railway died in 2004, but his madcap wit lives on in this one-of-a-kind historic Route 66 drive-in where outside signs advertise cheeseburgers with cheese and dead chicken. It's still a family-run operation with Delgadillo's son John and daughter Cecilia in charge. They see to it that their father's famous antics continue, with servers squirting fake mustard at customers and shaking their hands when they order a shake. And they still serve all the 1950s drive-in fare: hamburgers, banana splits, root beer floats, and fountain sodas that once lured families and teens piled high in Chevrolet coupes. Delgadillo's Snow Cap is located at 22235 Historic Route 66 in Seligman, phone number 928-422-3291. Sugar Bowl, established 1958. You're never too old for ice cream, Bill Keane, the legendary cartoonist who created the family circus, said while enjoying a Sunday at the Sugar Bowl in Scottsdale. He was a regular, and his artwork still hangs on the colorful walls. Now considered old by Arizona standards, the Bubblegum Pink Restaurant and Ice Cream Parlor opened on New Year's Eve in 1958. It was a brainchild of Jack Huntress, who was intent on adding a family-friendly diner to Old Town Scottsdale. Today, it's one of the most beloved restaurants in the city, a place that offers a step back in time with its heart-shaped tables, pink booths, and original soda fountain. The atmosphere is unmatched, and the food is old school. Tuna melts, meatloaf, peanut butter, and jelly. But it's the ice cream that stands out most. Orange rafts, root beer floats, black raspberry shakes, and the Camelback soda are among the all-time favorites, no matter how old you are. Sugar Bowl is located at 4005 North Scottsdale Road in Scottsdale, phone number 480-946-0051, website sugarbowlscottsdale.com. The next category in the 250 Things We Love About Arizona is entitled Sleep. Boat and campsites at Cattail Cove State Park. At most lakeside campgrounds, having a kayak is a plus. Here, a boat, kayak, canoe, pontoon is a must for getting to the prime boat-in spots. For a small fee, visitors can leave their car in a secure parking lot, spend the day at Cattail Cove, and at night, paddle out to more than 30 primitive campsites. For more information, contact Arizona State Parks at 928-855-1223, website azstateparks.com/cattail-cove. Bucky O'Neill Cabin, Grand Canyon South Rim. This cabin's namesake was an author, a judge, and a good friend of Teddy Roosevelt. He built this cabin on the South Rim in the 1890s, thinking perhaps, where would I have a cabin with arguably the best view in the world? Today, it's a cozy suite that's just about as good as it gets. You'll be the envy of everyone on the South Rim. For more information, website is GrandCanyonLodges.com. Cabin 6 at Orchard Canyon on Oak Creek. Really, any cabin at this historic lodge in Oak Creek Canyon is dreamy, but Cabin 6 is special. It's close enough to the creek to hear its symphonies, the private porch extends the living space outdoors, and the fireplace adds the ultimate ambiance indoors. Beware, you'll never want to leave. Orchard Canyon on Oak Creek is located at 8067 North State Route 89A in Sedona, phone number 928-282-3343, website enjoyorchardcanyon.com. Cosmic Cottages at High Country Motor Lodge. Although it was rooted in the 1960s, this inviting lodge is retro in a Jetsons kind of way. It's old but renovated to perfection with modern amenities. The rooms are great, but the cosmic cottages are even better. Located on the edge of the spacious lawn, they're small, private sanctuaries with views of the pool and bar area. High Country Motor Lodge is located at 1000 West Historic Route 66 in Flagstaff, phone number 866-928-4265, website highcountrymotorlodge.com. Covered Wagon at Bar 10 Ranch. Long before remote, sprawling Grand Canyon Parashant National Monument existed, the Bar 10 was a thriving cattle operation. Now surrounded by the monument, the ranch has added a unique lodging option, sleeping pioneer style in one of 18 Conestoga wagons. Traditional lodge rooms are available as well. For information, the website is bar10.com. Fisherman Cabin, X Diamond Ranch. Sure, the Fisherman Cabin at this Eastern Arizona ranch has a gorgeous deck, comfortable amenities, and a hot tub, but it's the sweeping views of the Little Colorado River and canyon walls that have visitors booking a stay a year in advance. X Diamond Ranch is located near Eager, phone number 928-333-2286, website thexdiamondranch.com. The Hot Tub Room at Majestic Mountain Inn. After a long day of exploring Muggy Own Rim country, a private jacuzzi in a hotel room seems decadent, but that's just one of the perks at this inn, along with fireplaces, king-size beds, and modern amenities. A reminder that adventure doesn't always mean sacrificing comfort. Majestic Mountain Inn is located at 602 State Route 260 in Payson, phone number 928-474-0185, website MajesticMountainInn.com. Nature Suite at Backland Luxury Nature Resort. Sleeping under the stars takes on a whole new meaning in a luxury tent with a 16-foot skylight situated directly above a king-size bed. What a way to go to sleep. What a way to wake up. In addition, there's luxury all around. Technically, it's camping or glamping without any hardship. Starlight, star bright. Backland Luxury Nature Resort is located at 6929 East Rosilda Springs Road in Williams. Phone number 928-288-5441. Website travelbackland.com. Navajo Hogan at Shash Dine Eco Retreat. Located 12 miles south of Page, this spectacular retreat builds itself as a 5-billion-star hotel. The night sky is one of the highlights, and so are the sleeping quarters, which include canvas, bell tents, covered wagons, a cabin, and Navajo Hogans. The latter is a traditional home of the Dine. Choose the Hogan. Shash Dine Eco Retreat is located near Marble Canyon. Phone number 928-640-3701. Website shashdine.com. Room 13 at the Oliver House. Several spirits are said to wander the halls of this Bisbee Hotel. The most famous railroad employee, Nat Anderson, was shot to death there in 1920 and purportedly spent much of his time near Room 13. Spirits of a different kind can be found at the hotel's recently opened speakeasy. The Oliver House is located at 26 Solis Avenue in Bisbee, phone number 520-227-7837, website oliverhousebisbee.com. Room 426 at the Hassawampa Inn. One of the first guests at this historic hotel in Prescott was a young bride named Faith, whose husband left on their honeymoon to buy cigarettes and never came back. 3 days later, Faith hanged herself in despair. Since then, visitors have sometimes encountered Faith's ghost in room 426. Spooky. Hassawampa Inn is located at 122 East Gurley Street in Prescott, phone number 928-778-9434, website hassawampainn.com. Spooks, Ghosts, and Goblins Room, Clinkscale. The Spooks, Ghosts, and Goblins Room comes with modern amenities and the ghost stories travelers hope for when visiting Jerome. The two-room suite includes a living room with a fireplace, a king-size bed, and an alleged ghost or two. Built in 1899 and restored in 2020, the hotel also includes a restaurant, 5 other guest rooms, and a penthouse. The Klink Scale is located at 309 Main Street in Jerome, phone number 928-634-5094, website theklinkscale.com. Sycamore Canyon, Epcot National Forest. Constructed by the Civilian Conservation Corps in 1938, this historic ranger cabin is part of the U.S. Forest Service's Rooms with a View program. It sits on the edge of Sycamore Creek, providing an opportunity to explore a unique riparian area in central Arizona, along with a section of the Great Western Trail. Prescott National Forest is in the Verde Ranger District, phone number 928-777-2200. Website fs.usda.gov/Prescott. Wilderness tent sites at the View Campground. Longtimers mourn Monument Valley's Mitten View Campground, which was replaced in 2008 by The View, a 90-room resort. But the new campground still overlooks one of the most stunning landscapes in the West. The hotel is nice too, but it's hard to beat the feeling of pitching your tent directly on hallowed ground. The View Campground is located in Monument Valley, phone number 435-727-5555, website monumentvalleyview.com. And that concludes the sleep section of 250 Things We Love About Arizona. That concludes today's readings from Arizona Highways. Did you know that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org? Log on to sunsounds.org, left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio, then under Programming Links, left-click on Demand Podcasts. In addition, you can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device. This is Kathy Damaris, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona.